And you can have a chance to do exactly that. And it's free and open to the public at one of the coolest educational cultural resources in our beautiful Gem City. It is the wonderful Boonshoff Museum of Discovery. It's a pleasure to welcome via the phone lines in advance of their Super Science Saturday, the VP of Development and then some. She's Donna Vella. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you bet. Thanks so much for talking with us today. You know, my kids are now 13 and 15. We don't quite show up there as much as we used to, but we still love to come. But my kids grew up on the Boonshoff. And something that I learned only late, and sort of the spirit and the flavor of what you do with Super Science Saturday, that on snow days, you guys are open and free and open to everyone.
Well, on Super Science Saturdays, we do four of them a year now. And yes, we have opened our doors to everyone because not everyone can afford a membership or afford admission, but everybody can benefit from the wonderful programs and the opportunities that we give young people and their families almost every day of the year. So these are four special days for us.
Without question. And did you do one in the winter as well? And then this is the beginning of your March Mathness?
Yeah, we theme each one. We've been doing Super Science Saturday. We launched it last year in 2016. We used to do a free night. We did free nights for a long time, about three times a year, on a Tuesday night from 5 to 7:30. But we thought, well, this is better. This is a richer experience because not everyone can come on a Tuesday. So
right.
Every quarter we do a Super Science Saturday, and the museum's open 9 to 5. Most of the programs are between 10 and 4, and we'll get more into programs in a little bit. But it's been just spectacular. So we'll have 1,000 people come.
I was wondering.
The first one we did, we had 2,000 people come.
Wow.
So it just depends on the weather and the time of year. This one, each one is themed, and the March one is March Mathness. Because it's all things math. And then we have another one on May 20th. And then again in August and May, it's going to be about endangered animals. That's the month of that. August 19th, we will do Seriously Solar, because there's a solar eclipse that month. And then we wrap it up in November 18th, when we have our Dayton Regional Science Festival, which is now the eighth year for that, and we will open the doors again for Super Science Saturday.
And so. you can point your browser to boonshoffmuseum.org for a whole bunch of information about this event and all the upcoming events. And so you have to, I mean, on a normal Saturday, again, it is tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m.
Yes.
to 4 p.m., how many people do you expect on a, say, just a normal given Saturday?
Well, it so much has to do with the weather.
Right.
Because if it's a beautiful spring day, you know, most people are saying, well, I'll be outside. I think it'll be a busy day tomorrow because it's still cold enough. But we will have between 400 and 700 or 800, depending on the Saturday.
On a normal Saturday.
So Super Science Saturday, we really see people, the community come out. And it's just, there's just so much energy inside the museum because of all the programs that we just really take it up a notch with with our offerings on these days.
I'm such a fan of what you've done there through the years. My children really have had touchstone experiences in their lives. You know, they can remember, oh, when I was 5, we did this. And my son
great.
Oh, without question. And so I've just always been so grateful that we have such a thriving and vibrant museum in our Miami Valley. So what do you do differently in advance for these few hundred extra folk that are going to be coming through the door tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to let Tony Copper, who's our manager of outreach for the museum, and he's going to explain some of those programs.
Very good. Welcome, Tony Copper. Thank you, both of you, for taking a minute out this afternoon. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Thanks so much for talking with us. I was looking through the press release. Again, the Super Science Saturday tomorrow at the Boonshoff, free and open to the public. Anyone can come, members, non-members, bring your family, bring your friends, and it's from 10 to 4 tomorrow. So what do we expect when we come in with this March Mathness emphasis?
Well, we're having tons of math-oriented programming. We have our little scientist that is kind of geared towards younger kids. We're talking about, you know, kindergarten through second grade. We'll be doing some shadow shapes with that out inside the Kubert Pond Cottage here in the first floor of the museum. We'll have our creative science activity, which is all about mixing science and art.
Oh, nice.
Science Theater looks like we're going to be blowing some stuff up,
well,
which is always a big hit.
I can say, who doesn't love that?
Everyone loves to watch things get blown up. And we have our Dew Lab, which is just four hands-on activities on four separate locations, which is a lot of fun for all ages. And we have our Sports Engineering Challenge. We'll be playing with some dry ice and some sports balls, basketball, footballs, et cetera. We're going to see what happens when we put these balls inside liquid nitrogen.
I have a guess.
Or dry ice, yeah. Yeah.
What fun. Very hands-on and very much free and open to the public. Again, point your browser to boonshoftmuseum.org. That's just all one word, boonshoftmuseum.org. And you can find out more directions and the whole sort of pantheon of offerings that they have on a daily, weekly, monthly basis there. And what a cool opportunity to get acquainted with the museum if you've never been before. So the next thing will be endangered species, we found out from Donna, as well, and then following solar energy in August, is that right?
Solar eclipse. Solar eclipse, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because we've got one passing across North America for the first time in a while.
Right.
Oh, how fun.
So that should be a lot of fun.
So what do you do? Where can we find you if we go to the Boonshoft tomorrow between 10 and 4?
Hopefully I'll be in the Science Theater blowing stuff up.
But it's not just that. I mean, you'll have the Discovery Zoo will be open. You'll have there'll be birthdays for the otters, I understand, and also we have one of our beloved Gem City possums there.
Right. So it's a pretty big day tomorrow for us.
All the way around. It is boonshoftmuseum.org. That's boonshoftmuseum.org. Is there a favorite, other than blowing things up, what is your what is in this for you? What's your motivation to be engaged at our wonderful, wonderful Boonshoft Museum?
Well, I really just enjoy passing on the information and kind of fostering an interest in science with all of our guests, and to get that one-on-one interaction with them was a lot of fun.
So did you come through science? When you were a little kid of the Boonshoft age, did you know that this would be your most rewarding work?
No. I actually come from a theater and performance background.
Well, hence the blowing stuff up.
It just happened, yeah. It happened. I was like, yeah, this is good. We'll do this.
We'll do this. Yeah. Boonshoftmuseum.org, truly a resource of the highest order available to us in the Miami Valley. And tomorrow, free and open to everyone, members, non-members, bring the family, bring your friends. It's a wonderful opportunity to experience, to learn, and maybe have your math mind expanded. I was reading that it's an opportunity to help children understand that math can really actually be fun.
Yes, it can, and we'll prove it. You know, anyone who comes to do our program tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow during the day, we'll prove just how fun math can be.
I love that. Someone says math is fun, and you say, prove it. And you're like, okay, I will. Tony Copper, thank you for talking with us today.
No problem.
Break a leg tomorrow on what should be just a fabulous event. Again, that's the Super Science Saturday. There'll be another one in May and in August. You can find out about tomorrow's event and about the coming events at their website at boonshoftmuseum.org. Best of luck to you. Thank you so much for taking a moment with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Say bye to Donna for me.
I will.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Science is real from the beginning.